we are friends, digging each other, taking time to talk it over.
Trying some new shit out here.
Yeah, say that again.
Trying some new stuff.
What are you doing?
How's it sound?
It just looks weird. It sounds fine, but it looks kind of weird,
dude. Framed.
What are you, Howard Stern?
I'm framed.
In the 90s?
I want to be a radio guy.
That works, yeah.
How about that?
It's like you're recording an album in the 50s or something.
This is more like one of those like cool-ass late night DJs that does all the sex voice stuff.
You can do it, dude. No, it's all good. Haters. You can do it, but, you know.
You know, everyone wants to see my beautiful hair.
Welcome back here to the late hour. Mr. Moon here.
Mr. Moon.
You to look up. Reach her and open your mouth. This is
open your mouth.
This is John Legend, blah blah blah. Produced by blah. I couldn't think of anything.
Welcome back to the Magic Hour here with Jason Collins on KMAGK.
Magic. Where?
K Magic. I was
KMAJK.
K Magic. Here with the Magic Man, Jason Collins, bringing you the smoothest R&B of the 70s and 80s and the 90s. Take it away, Whitney Houston. You are every woman.
There it is. Nice. Welcome back to the Beep Bop Boom here in
That's when I
downtown. Illinois. That's a state. Everywhere is downtown here in Illinois. We want to take you downtown with Motown.
Downtown with Motown. And then
Rock and Robin.
Cha-cha-cha-boom. How's everybody doing? We are back here. Apologies for last week's episode coming up late on the YouTube channel. It is up now. We had some technical difficulties.
A lot of technical difficulties.
We're on the job training. Please continue to rate and review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you listen. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, though. Lions In with Brent Moore and Jason.
You guys have to do that. Otherwise, we're going to go away.
Hit the subscribe button.
If you're watching, just
hit
do it.
Hit the notification bell. Leave comments. Talk to each other in the comments. Give us ideas in the comments. We also have a clip channel, Lions In Clips. Please subscribe. When I say subscribe, actually take your finger on the button and go, and it will subscribe. And then hit the notification bell so obviously you know what's coming at you. Mm-hmm. And of course, as always, for all your members-only content, stuff that you won't get here. When I say stuff, I mean shit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cuss on the Patreon.
Yeah,
I'm going to swear. Patreon.com/TheLionsDenPod. That's Patreon.com/TheLionsDenPod. How's everybody? Did I say scum?
Yeah,
it's
scum at a stastatom.
Patreon.com/TheLionsDenPod. Thank you.
Dates.
Dates. Yes. First, we want to say this. The Lions Den show that we've rescheduled is going to be on August 14th. Location to be decided because that's how the show is. It's one of those cool shows.
It may even be day of. You'll find out where the
venue is. It could be in my house.
No,
it's not going to be in my house.
But we're committing to you today that we are not going to reschedule that.
Now, granted, we said that last time, but this time we really mean it because we really can't book anything because we'll be in New York that following weekend, August 21st and 22nd. We're at Gotham Comedy Club.
20th, 21st.
Well, fuck. Yeah. August 20th and 21st will
Brent
be at Gotham.
Just has a thing about he just doesn't want to sell tickets.
No, I did nothing but trying to sell tickets. God damn it! Okay, I just got that confused. With,
August 20th and 21st.
You know
Gotham
what I got
Comedy
it confused
Club.
With? Phoenix, July 22nd,
23rd.
And how was Phoenix?
Not
By
many
the way,
people showed up.
Brent, you got that date wrong. It's 23rd and 24th, not 22nd.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Same. I thought it was 22nd, 23rd. We come back to 24th.
Hold on. Today is the 22nd.
Today's the 22nd?
Yep. Today is Thursday the 22nd.
All right. Well, 23rd, 24th.
People get it. Look, if they go to the website to buy tickets, they'll see when it is.
Yeah. Why are my ears? I feel like my ears are clogged.
Really?
I was just listening to the music really loud in my car. I got on a Whitney Houston kick.
Really?
Like old power ballad of Whitney Houston.
Why?
Because she's amazing.
She is
amazing.
There's
nothing like an 80s ballad. They're always there's always a lot of strings and it's and what is it when it builds in a song that's called the
crescendo.
Oh, crescendo. Wow.
How did I know that?
Crescendo.
How do you know that?
So hard. And then it goes, it always ends on like a thing like that. You know
that's
what I mean?
Beautiful.
It's a good crescendo.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
God damn. That was sweet.
And they're sad. There's this one song she has that makes me cry every time. All at Once. That made me mad.
Jay, you can't hold on to this. What song makes you cry? So you've been driving around in Los Angeles in the daytime just listening to power ballads.
Is that why you wanted to start later?
Yeah. I was very busy listening to Whitney Houston.
Busy crying.
All at once. This song is like, all at once. I'm sailing on a lonely sea, wishing you'd come back to me. And that's all that matters now. I mean, it makes me cry every time.
What if you looked over to me and I'm just sobbing? Oh,
I know. I'm just picturing him outside in the
heat. The lyrics are so sad.
With a fucking protein box from Starbucks. Just, and I'm telling you no. Well, that's not.
That's good, though.
I hurt my throat doing that.
What song was that?
Oh,
the girl from American Idol. Hudson.
Jennifer
Hudson.
That
and, you, and you, you're not gonna love me. Oh, so good. So good. Nothing like a power ballad.
Nothing like a power ballad. Mm-hmm. You got to do a power ballad mix.
80s was the genre for these beautiful, like, actual ballads. You know, you had Lionel Richie had a bunch.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, George Benson had a bunch. A lot of people don't know that. I believe the children are our future. That Whitney sang. That is actually a George Benson song, and he had that hit. But man, it was just a great era. Don't disagree with that. You are a basic little bitch. And here's what no, it's true. Here's where Will gets his 80s knowledge by watching.
I love how
fucking
he's smiling.
I'm not. That's why I'm not looking at him, because I'm gonna want to throw my phone at you.
Don't throw the phone.
But
throw the
you learn your 80s by watching people that are your age pretend to 80s. The real 80s.
Pretend to 80s.
Pretend to 80s.
We've talked 80s. I know which 80s songs I like, but like some stuff I just don't like.
What do you like?
There's every.
Never
every,
gonna give you up.
That's great.
That's great.
I couldn't think of an 80s. To
be honest, in your defense, every decade has its shitty music.
Yeah, we've talked about this. We've talked
all
about bad 80s music.
There's bad
like 80s Poison's music. Dope, like Bell Biv DeVoe or whatever. He's dope.
That's is that
dope?
That's late 80s. What'd you say?
I'm hanging on by a thread.
Why would you put yourself in a position to try to say that name?
I know.
Of all
names. Bell Biv DeVoe.
He goes, Bell Biv DeVoe.
Bell?
Because I said Poison. I don't even think like Brett Michaels or something.
Yeah, I like that you knew that their names. It was because a lot of people just say BBD, but it's Bell Biv DeVoe.
Bell Biv
DeVoe. BBD sounds like a porn thing.
Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, and
Robert DeVoe.
Ronnie DeVoe.
Ronnie DeVoe.
That was close.
Man, Ronnie, those names.
Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. If I like the girl
who Bobby
cares
Givens?
Who you
what
like.
Is it?
Ronnie, Robbie, Ricky, Mike.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Robbie what? What is it?
Ronnie.
But no, the last
Bobby,
name. What's
Ronnie DeVoe, Bobby Brown, Ricky, Bell, and Michael Bivins.
Michael Bivins just sounds hilarious to me.
Well, he became a producer, too.
I am Michael Bivins.
No.
So, your book is late, so we're going to have to charge you 36 cents.
That does sound like a very nerdy name.
Hi, I'm Michael Bivins from Bivins. Oklahoma.
Bivins. Michael Bivins.
Yeah. It's like a cartoon character. You're like, that's over
Tuscaloosa.
The top.
Tuscaloosa.
You know what it sounds like? A name of one of those 80s high school movies where the dork is way over the top with the suspenders. Like, hey,
Michael like Bivins. Urkel?
Yeah.
Did I do that?
God, imagine.
I couldn't. That character is so iconic and people love him so much. Yeah. I thought every time that character came on, guess what I did?
What?
Click.
Really?
Changed the channel. He was so.
People loved him for some reason.
Because it was so fake. It was like.
It was way out
I'm
there.
Pretending to be a nerd instead of just being nerdy.
It's because he ain't a
did
nerd.
Did I do that?
With the suspenders. What are you fucking doing? The suspenders. The suspenders.
Do that one more time.
Did I do that?
That's really good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Thank you for coming in.
What's that actor's name?
Jaleel White.
Jaleel White.
You know why? Because he's not a nerd.
At all.
So he had to go the other way. That's why I used to love when Stefan would come on. Because I was like, yeah, get that, Stefan. You show Lisa.
Which one was Stefan?
Stefan was.
See, I tell you, I changed the channel.
Stefan was his alter ego later in later seasons.
Oh, you know he fought for that.
Oh, of course.
You know he's like, yo, I want a career after this fucking show.
Yeah.
So give me a Stefan.
So he built a machine where he can go in and all the cool would happen. Mm-hmm. And the nerd comes
unbuttoned
out.
Unbuttoned shirt.
Yeah. And then he comes out and Lisa, I think her name was Lisa, was like the daughter he was always in love with.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like into Stefan. And he could play ball.
His Family Matters is what it was.
I was about to say, I don't even think I can remember what show that is from.
Really?
It's so Family Matters. So missed me completely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting you're younger.
Yeah. I know, I'm very wise. Very, very, very.
Also, Urkel.
Yeah, I know. Steve Urkel. Michael
what
Givens
a
and
made
Steve
up
Urkel.
Name. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what a dumb, you know what would be a funny, nerdy name? Urkel. And it was such a hit. That's why I know I'm mostly wrong.
Well, no, I'll tell you what it is. My I think I was in the age range for that show.
Yeah.
and you were have grown up enough where it was like, what? You know, right. I didn't have that yet.
Yeah, here's what Will. Here's the '80s that Will's talking about. I ran so far away, or you spin me right round, baby,
Like that.
That shit
don't
is
like
terrible.
That.
It's garbage arena.
I mean, it's just not for me. I just don't like it. It's not garbage.
When it came out, I hated that music.
Yeah,
you understand? In the '80s, I was like all R&B and hip hop stuff. But then I was like, you spin me right round. I couldn't stand it. Now that one I still can't stand. But there are certain songs that when they come on, I'm like, oh, it's nostalgic. Mm-hmm. It brings back a memory. It brings back a memory like really hating that song when I was a kid, for sure. But it also brings back, you know, the mall and the fucking beach.
You get what I'm saying, though.
It's garbage music.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know what you said in the car once, too? How did you say it? You're like, 80s music is just so weird or something like that. You said it's weird. It's like weird music.
I don't even know. It's like alien music sometimes.
Alien music.
It's just like weird as fuck.
Here's why. Because they celebrated electronic music.
Yeah, it's so like electronic and goofy.
And electronic was blowing up in the 80s. Yeah. That's everything was electronic.
You think it's new technology now.
Where
so
you
they're
just
like,
go,
oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
So they were just having fun. They're figuring it out.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure at the time. Yeah.
Talking away, and it was a decade where they did not. You know, there's certain singers like you hear Phil Collins, he doesn't sound like a British guy singing. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can feel it coming in here, but he never went. I can feel it coming
in
here.
Yeah.
Yes,
really, Phil Collins.
That's what the problem with a lot of the '80s stuff was. They didn't try to hide that shit.
Right.
Like even the Beatles didn't really. You know what I mean? But when you going, you spin me right round, baby, right
is that Billy
round.
Idol?
No, that's what the fuck is this person's name? That person is on a bunch of. If you look at that person, they're known for a botched plastic surgery.
Ooh.
You should see what this person looks like.
What's
now.
What's the song called? Because all I got is Flo Rida.
Right round.
That's all I got is Flo Rida.
Spin me round.
spin me. It's literally you, dead or alive.
Yep, that's them. Look at this person.
Ooh, Jesus.
First of all, that is a dude. Push.
Hilarious.
And you got to see what he looks like now.
Oh, look at that. Well, what did we think?
That's what he looked like when the hit came out.
It's going to be my hair when the surgery's done.
But look at now.
Hilarious.
Look what he looks like.
What's that guy's name? He's not dead or alive. Like, what's the guy?
That's his name.
Dead or alive?
His first name is Deader.
Hi, I'm Deader.
Deader and last name is Live.
Mr.
look at the picture.
Mr. Live?
With the weird eyes. That's him now.
No.
Yes.
Weird
click
eyes.
That one?
That
one. This?
That's him now.
Is that a...
Is he?
Well, I don't assume their gender.
Is he a sheet? Yeah, we're not allowed to do that anymore.
Very gender fluid.
Oh, died at 87? What does that say?
Died at 57.
Whoops, I need glasses.
He went nuts with
Pete
plastic
Burns.
Surgery.
Pete Burns.
Pete Burns went nuts with plastic surgery. And it's like, you ever heard of that movie, that TV show Botched, about the bad plastic surgeries? He looked like he was on every episode of Botched.
Huh. What do you think a plastic surgeon like that fucks something up like that? You think he goes home to his wife? I'm like, honey, how was work? I fucked up a face today.
No,
so how was your day?
He doesn't care because a good doctor would say, this is not, you shouldn't be doing this. Because people constantly go in for more and more and more and more and more.
Got to get that paid.
And it just gets worse and worse, right?
It just gets worse and worse. And it looks like a completely different person. But he spins me right round. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Hey, I'll tell you something. That doctor spun him right round.
Yeah.
Well,
you
too much.
Spin me wrong round, baby. Wrong round.
Wrong round.
Like a rare baby. Yeah, that's the ones that had the...
I only remember that song. This is how old I am. That song I first heard was in The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
When it opens with that song and he's singing it. I went, oh, that's a cool song. And that was the first time I heard it. And
that
my,
song.
My parents were like.
That song sucked, sucks, and will always suck. It's bad.
I don't know what I just did there.
Just quick orgasm.
I was going to start it.
That's how he sang.
Oh, man.
I don't know the words.
What were we talking about the other day? Speaking of weddings, what were we talking about on the phone the other day?
Oh, we were talking about when you get married and you register for gifts and everything. How does that work on your second marriage?
Yeah, like if you're getting
and
married
you still
a
have
second
all the same
time,
friends.
Because we were talking about our friends like getting married and how because we're performers, we completely forget the fact that most people don't want that attention the way we seek it.
Right.
So like at my cousin's wedding, it was like the biggest nightmare for him was that like people were looking at him the whole time.
Right.
He was in hell for that. Mm-hmm. And so like my speech, he was like, please go short and don't please, because he hated it. But then I was thinking, like, what about, like, you're getting married the second time? I've never been to a second wedding for a friend.
Right?
Like, do you still get a gift?
And it's all the same friends are like, and they're pissed.
They had to come back.
I bought you a Cuisinart on your first one. Why are you registering for it again?
Yeah. You know? And we were thinking, like, what are you going down the aisles? Like, sorry.
Yeah.
This one will work.
Yeah.
She's spiritual. I know she's younger, but this one was. The other girl didn't have energy. This is an energy thing.
This one's into crystals. She's into crystals, and it's going to work crystals.
You got to get a crystal. Buy a crystal.
Hey, don't forget we registered at the Crystal Hut.
Did you guys get me another gift? This one will work, though, but, you know,
I promise.
Yeah, she's half my age.
Everybody's just like,
does dad do the same speech?
You know?
Yeah. I don't think I would go to the second wedding.
I'm done.
I'm like, you had your chance.
That it's like everybody in the back of their head is going, we've done this before.
Yeah, right?
That's where we were talking about that too. And your age, you're at the age where like, I'm not helping anybody move anymore.
That's where it started. Done doing that shit.
Fair.
I wasn't going to help my brother move.
Because he was in Elvis Brothers and that's where I said, well, I'm at the age where I'm done going to weddings. Like, I don't want to go to any more weddings.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. How many weddings do you think you've been to in your life?
I've been a best man 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah. 3 or 4 times because I'm the best man.
Because you're the best man?
Yeah.
I'm the best, man.
I've been the best twice, man.
Mm-hmm. Twice I was the best man.
Your podfather's the best man.
Podfather. That's a good sign of who you are as a friend.
Some of the Lions Den fans are calling me the podfather.
It's kind of cool.
Mm. You got to throw it out into the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true. That's what it was about.
The white guys. What does that have to do with anything?
I said zeit.
You put it into the zeitgeist, and then it goes to crescendo, and then now we're here.
And now,
that's crescendo. All the white guys. Spell crescendo, go.
C-R-
Close.
ES and
cruise.
Crescendo.
It's got the
do
SH.
An example of a crescendo, Brent.
A crescendo?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right? Is that one?
I don't know.
But
I don't either.
No
one.
Idea.
But we both, Jay and I both are like,
that's beautiful.
You have good vibrato.
You do that very well.
I can't do the.
jokingly, not bad.
That actually was pretty good.
Yeah.
God, guys. I had such a fucking headache. My mouth still hurts.
And
I've been talking and trying all week.
No, you never shot.
Thanks for the Lions Den fans who actually came to Celebrity to watch us on a Twitch channel.
Oh, yeah, that was great. We did a live Twitch thing yesterday.
Some golf bullshit?
Yeah, we did some good.
Some golf bullshit.
Just rich, don't give a fuck. Some golf bullshit.
Dude, that whole setup for anybody to watch is $50,000 to get that thing in your house.
If you want that installed in your crib, $50,000.
If you want it installed in your crib, move.
Move.
Yeah.
If you want it,
you got to be Steph Curry to have it.
Yeah.
If you want it installed in your crib, knock off a Loomis armored car.
Yeah. First, you have to get a garage that fits so many cars.
Yeah.
And Scott hit the ceiling on his backswing.
I know, on his first shot.
Oh, it was the best. It was the easiest gig in the world for me, man. I caddied.
Yeah.
Now I'm caddying a virtual golf game.
Yeah, explain that.
Nothing. I don't do anything but drink. I was having a drink.
He was having fun.
Talking shit, having a blast. I hit a golf ball for the first time ever.
Ever? Yeah. I've never hit a golf ball. I've done like putt-putt, like mini golf. Sure. Yeah. But never actually.
But this
he
one,
actually hit it though. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was pretty impressive.
Way harder than you'd think.
Way harder than
I've tried for years to get good at golf. Can't do it.
I felt good because after I did it.
We never turned that light on. I just realized.
We don't need it.
That's
on
okay.
Yeah,
we're cruising.
That's
so ADD. Light. Sorry.
Yeah. The way you were like this too.
I actually don't think it works because both things are on.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Whatever.
So I think it's just dead.
People in the comments.
It broke.
Why is there no top light?
Why does Brent look like fucking shit with his stupid legs?
Dude, people love asking the personal questions,
piece of shit. Whoa.
What's going on? Did you guys run into some, what is it called? Copyright issues?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's
funny you talk about second wedding. Why don't you get a first one, you fucking loser? Oh, Jesus.
Right, you're projecting.
Well, that's why I don't look at the comments like you guys. You guys come in morose sometimes. I'm like,
I only look at them once in a while. And the reason I saw that one about not liking me as much as you two guys is because it was a notification, and it was the top notification at the time I looked at my phone.
What, on YouTube?
Yeah.
You get notified on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. See, the ones that I'm a... I subscribe to the Lions Den.
Really?
So do I.
I bet you don't from your bullshit little vlog crap.
Hey, man. Take it easy. No, I do.
My name is Will. You ever try to open a fucking bag like this?
What's that from?
It's a bit I posted on TikTok that Jason apparently didn't like.
You know he's going to be driving home going, huh, I thought it was funny. Fucking little bag.
It's a lot of views.
Anybody ever?
People seem to like it. Yeah. And he's going faster on a fucking residential
laughing,
street.
Jason? Hey, Jason. By yourself in the car.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason. Yeah. Fuck you. They laughed, and guess who has more followers on TikTok?
This is kind of bullshit, huh, Jason? Fuck with me. How about that? Fuck with me.
Yo, I'm trying, asshole. By the way. I'm posting.
I see that you're trying.
Yeah, it's I tried too. By the way, that is my TikTok for people that keep asking me. They don't think it's me. That is my, I'm actually trying it because now I got to conform to your bullshit.
Yeah.
Projecting. And I'm going to keep projecting.
Slow down. And oh, COVID. Gross. Oh, COVID. COVID 20. That's what the new COVID is, right? COVID 20.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
COVID 20.
Is it?
I don't know. That's me.
Dude, so,
gross. Oh, everything was going to fall.
Jesus Christ.
The microphone, everything. Place.
This is like doing a show in an attic.
Is this allergies?
Yeah, because the whole thing is dusty. I got to clean it. So I did the comedy store.
Damn
last
it, Will.
Night.
You did the comedy store? Oh, how did that go?
I was, Will. I'll just say I was searching. But what was funny is like Mark Maron brought me up. I love Mark, but it was funny the way he brought me up. I actually laughed. It kind of like made me laugh so much I forgot I was doing stand up. Because he goes, all right, this next guy, he was on a sitcom that was a little bit of a hit. He's had a couple specials and now he's just back trying to figure it all out again. Brent Morin. And
that's
I literally
so, it's got a great intro.
Yeah, I went, that's literally how I'm thinking.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Maron's great.
He nailed me right away.
Damn.
How was the set? How was the crowd? Know,
well, I kind of pandered.
Was the crowd light or was it full?
It was full. But it was my fault, not theirs. I kind of just couldn't remember what. Sometimes what happens when you're going on stage and like you, at least for me, I like to have an idea of what I'm going to talk about. And I go, okay, well, we're going to talk about this one thing. I got 15 minutes. I'm going to talk about this one thing. And I have that one thing and I can figure out how to segue, either start with it or middle with it or end with it. And so I know I'm going to get to it somehow, at least ride a wave of energy that way. I didn't do that last night, which rare I do that. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go up there going like, And then I was just blank because I hadn't set myself up yet to go talk about witches. Like, I'll tell myself, witches. All right. Brent Morin. And then I'll get up.
By the way, that's
witches.
Not an example. Like,
I do have a witch bit.
He does have a witch bit.
but that, I didn't do anything.
In other words, listeners and viewers, that is actually a thought.
This is Brent before.
Talk about witches.
Brent before he does stand up. Goblins.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Witches, puffins, pandas, penis. There's a set.
Sour Patch.
Now, why didn't you go into it this time, like as prepared?
I was thinking about other stuff. We just got done with the golf thing. My back was killing me. I lost, which I hate losing.
Yeah.
Great nail biter, though. I guess you can go watch it. Also, for everybody making fun of my outfit, I agree. I said to Jason, I hate this outfit. I don't know what I'm wearing. Did I got so much shit for my pants.
Why?
Because oh, I look bad.
They
I look.
They
bad.
Look bad. They look like they're someone else's pants.
Yeah, it looked like I stole it from a fucking orphan.
So mean.
Like, no, it's true though.
They look like they
I need
belong
new pants.
Really are
I might go get pants after this pod.
Let's go get pants,
Let's
dude.
Let's go get pants after this,
guys. Pants party
what before the fucking world shuts down again. But yeah, those sets when you get up at the comedy store and I have nothing in my head. It's amazing. Part of me though was out of myself, going like, "Okay, check your watch. What are you, the audience?"
No, I was just
because that's what they did last night.
Imagine that.
I did hear this. I did hear one guy. I looked at one guy and a guy went. And I went, okay, so I'm not doing well. Then a big laugh, which means I wasn't. But I got him back. I just missed doing stand-up in L.A. And hopefully we don't have to go back.
I had two sets last night after the thing.
Yeah.
I did,
and you did well.
Huh?
You did great last night.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Again. What's it called when they're really enjoying themselves, laughing really hard?
A zeitgeist?
Killing.
White geist.
A white geist?
White geist.
I did the Ha Ha Cafe.
Yeah.
Interesting night. Very light crowd, maybe 13 people.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
On a Wednesday.
On a workout Wednesday.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to do the outdoor show as well, which was packed. And I finished too late on the inside, and they have to be closed by a certain time on the outside, so I didn't make that. Set went well, recorded it, had some funny stuff happen. Oh, the other night at the Ha Ha Cafe, a guy, speaking of guys doing checking their watches or whatever, front row.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Dude laughing as hard as he can, called into work, called his boss.
Wasted.
From the front row, just, but like this, hey, like not yeah. like, sorry, just out loud. Like
sounds like haha.
Talking on the phone, called his boss.
Wow.
Then I took the phone and was going to do a bit. Then he came on stage. I put it on my Instagram.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
But so last night I did the haha again, which was a lot of fun. And then I went over to hang out at the Laugh Factory for it with some friends, and I did the Laugh Factory. Did a spot at the Factory.
Nice, yeah.
That's dope. They just put you up just because you were there.
Just showed up. They asked me to go.
That's the best feeling.
Who's the person that would gives you the hey? Can you go up?
Last night it was Mark Hayes. He was hosting.
Oh wow, that's great.
Yeah.
For everybody at home, Will just sniffed because he's doing cocaine.
Yeah.
Go on. Hey. Will's really gotten into
COVID. He's doing COVID cane. That's
COVID
cane.
Yeah. COVID 25.
So cute with the shoulders. Hopefully you cut to that.
It was fun. It was my first. I got off stage. It felt, you know, it was like muscle memory. I went up there, had a great set, had fun, got off stage. And then I sat down. I went, oh my gosh, that was my first time on that stage in over a year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's right. I haven't done Laugh Factory either since the pandemic.
Was it packed?
Yes. It was a great crowd.
Shit.
Yeah, but I was on there. Jackson McQueen was on. Trevor Wallace was there. Dom Irrera. There was some people.
Oh, Dom. Yeah. Miss Dom.
I think Chris Redd was there. But it was fun. But it's nice to just walk in and the guy goes, you wanted to go up and do some time. Yeah.
That's like the dream to me. Yeah. That's like that's you made it as that shit.
Yeah.
When they go, hey, you're here. Can you go up at the Factory? Mm-hmm. Not some bar show. Like that's the shit to me.
Yeah.
That's it was super a lot sweet. Of fun, man. Yeah, I get that.
My set started off really rough though.
Really?
The Factory. Had a great set, middled and ended strong.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson McQueen. No, I'm sorry. Chinadu. Remember, you guys know Chinadu, our buddy Chinadu?
Yeah.
He did a bit where he referred to the vaccine. He said he's got an uncle or a cousin that's not going to get it until they come out with a chewable. It's just such a great bit. It's just such a great bit.
Fuck.
And then he says, when they come out with the black scene, that's when I'll get it. That was the joke.
Yeah.
I went up and said, I got the black scene.
Really?
Silence.
Nothing?
Nothing. Because people are trying to be woke.
Oh.
And that people don't understand the what woke really is. Woke is being awake to what's happening.
Yeah.
Aware.
Awake, woke, to and it's, you know.
Not sleep.
Don't sleep.
Yeah, I was trying to think of another awake.
And right now, it's a lot of it is about, you know, awareness of racial prejudice and discrimination and all that stuff, right? But don't think that woke means also we can't make fun of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm allowed to make fun of shit. Guess who I'm mostly allowed to make fun of? Myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went up and I did that. And it kills me because I'm doing a show on the 25th at the Laugh Factory called Chocolate Sunday. It's an amazing show. Very diverse, sometimes urban, if you want to call it that, audience. And they have no fucking problem with those kind of jokes.
Yeah.
It's all the white people that are so worried about the woke thing that go, mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then I looked at this kid in the front row, this black kid in the front row, and he just went like this. He just kind of smiled and went, it's okay, I got you. Yeah.
That's funny.
And then I moved along and then did a little crowd work and then had a good set after that. But I'm like, man. But to young comedians, here's my advice on it. It didn't shake me. It didn't rattle me. It didn't fuck my set up.
Yeah.
Because I'm at a point in my career where I don't know if I give two shits really what the audience thinks in a way.
That's some doing it for 15 years type shit.
I want them to enjoy themselves 100%, but I'm not going to concern myself with 1 second of silence when I still got another 10 minutes to go, even though they asked me to do 8 and I 100% did 12. But it's like you just don't let it shake you.
Yeah, that's just what I did at the store. In my head, I went, whoops. And I went, all right, well, let's find it. And by the end, I did great. But I was like, I got to find this here. I don't know where to go. Witches are out.
It's amazing. Like the mistake a lot of these writers make is these comedians are like, well, what are they going to find funny?
What do you think is funny?
What do you think is funny? And I think me, as a white guy, saying I got the black scene is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I think a lot about the opening, though. That's been the hardest thing for me is how do I open my sets? That's been the number one thing I always worry about.
Yeah, the first minute.
That first minute, I always worry about a lot because I never know how to fucking open. Like, what do you, me, it's like as a normal white looking dude, it's like, what do I say to make people go, oh, that's who he is? Like, that's the number one thing I think about. So when you say some shit like that, like, I would power through because I've been doing it long enough that I know I'll get him.
Yeah.
But like, that first minute, though, I worry.
Gulp.
Yeah. I figured it out.
I used to concern myself with, I need the first thing out of my mouth, the first thing I say, blah, blah, blah. I figured it out, and it's so lazy. I go up, and I go, keep going. I just tell them to laugh. I tell them to cheer. I don't even give them a reason to yet.
Yeah.
But I make them I exude the confidence of, you fuckers need to be happy that I'm up here right now. And then I find a way to make fun of what I just did by saying, okay, thank you. I needed that. I'm very insecure.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
Yeah, it's just that first minute. I always think about it.
What was my first one that I was proud of? Oh, my very first opening that I was proud of that always worked was, thank you guys so much. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be anywhere. I have a family.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So then you know you're a dad. Boom,
that
family.
Was
cool.
My first yeah. very well-written opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Mine was, so I had a girl leave me for a magician.
That's great.
Like that was my opener for my special.
All right,
that's
let's hear what this guy's talking about.
Yeah, like yeah. what?
But before before special though, how would you normally open?
Well, that's
oh,
what I was
terrible.
Doing that
I'll
year.
Tell you. What he would do is, I'm just kidding.
I'm curious though, but like, how do you like? Let's say people don't know you as well or whatever. You know, like your
they didn't
early.
Know me when I did that. That's that. That was the thing. I spent the whole tour leading up to the special finding. Mm. Was like, how do I get him in the first 30 seconds?
Right. Huh.
Then I said, so I had a girl leave me for a magician, and that was just
and that's it.
And people
yeah.
went, what?
Huh.
I,
yeah,
I don't remember my opening in the beginning of mine.
No, neither do I. You know what my opening probably was? Was a lot of, look at this guy. And then it's like, no, Brent, it's a dark room. Nobody could see this guy.
Oh,
you know,
isn't
you
it amazing how
that.
The, those are the yeah. things that you don't think of when you're not
yeah.
seasoned?
No. You don't yeah. think about that, that like, hey, man, the four people next to him might be laughing mm-hmm. at what you're saying, but everybody else can't see who you're talking about. This guy's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at him. Get up and go 18
rows. Can we turn the lights
and,
on, please?
Yeah. Everybody stand.
House lights. I need people to look at this guy because I got a whole bit.
I have nothing else. Turn the house lights on and you stand and everybody sit, but then look.
You know what's a similar or an equivalent to that is these local comics that work so hard on their bit about the 405.
Oh, boy. And you then, not on the road?
And then do that on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't what are get you it. Doing? It's got to be across the board funny.
Yeah, that's
I learned,
tough.
Yeah. I learned that quick when I did like a weekend in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I'm like, well, gotta fucking make these references different.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, wow. When were you in Tennessee?
3 years ago with Chenny.
Isn't it amazing how certain bits work somewhere and then they don't? Like when I do the man bun bit.
Yeah.
When I'm on the road, forget it. They are loving that shit. L.A.?
No.
And then you look at the audience and there's like a bunch of dudes out there like this with like a freaking, you know, Gucci model on their arm and they're like, I'm wearing a man bun.
Yeah. Hey. I'm almost a woman, and she loves it.
And she turns me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby,
right round.
I don't know the word. That's the
that was like a Sandler. Yeah,
Good shit.
Do we have any emails?
Did you get up last night, real quick?
Yeah.
I don't have spots this week, so I'm just doing mics.
Right.
Sucks.
I want to remake Gremlins. Just putting that out there for the world. If anybody,
you know, with the technology they have now in filmmaking, because it was a bunch of puppets.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid watching it, I was like, "This is incredibly amazing." But then you're like, "Oh, it's Jim Henson's Gremlins." You know, I mean, it's just a bunch of. I mean, there's parts where they literally look like they're doing this with their hands.
Yeah.
But now with like CGI and all the technology, it might be kind of cool. It's just that you don't want to see, and you'll agree, you don't want to see a new Gizmo.
No,
Gizmo's
he's got to be Gizmo.
So adorable.
Gizmo's my son.
Keep Gizmo looking
many
like
girls
that.
I DM'd I wrote.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was your shit.
That was my thing.
Yeah, sending a Gizmo. That's it.
It's my son. I said Gizmo, go, this is my son. Figured I'd get out of the way. Hi.
But when
that's what I write girls
but when they're But when they're wet and fed after midnight and like lizards and
wet
shit.
And fed?
Yeah, that's wet you can't feed them after midnight. Oh. You can't get
I know
wet.
You're thinking of a
wet.
Date.
Wet and fed.
The wet I didn't expect.
Yo,
fed is one
yo,
thing.
Girl.
Yo, girl.
Yo, you want to go out?
I'm going to have you wet and fed before midnight, baby.
Get you wet and fed before midnight,
but like
girl.
When you feed them too late and or they get wet, they multiply. And if you feed them after midnight is when they turn into those scary lizards.
Yeah, the wets I still don't understand, but keep going.
When a gremlin gets water wet. On it,
oh, okay.
That's when they multiply.
William, when a gremlin gets wet.
The way you guys describe like it's a real
it's real.
Like it's a real
like
thing.
If you remember,
they are real.
When it gets wet.
Brent, Will, if you remember from the Gremlins documentary, when they went into the pool is when there was a bunch of them.
Yeah. I watched the plane transporting documentary about the time traveling plane, and then I watched the Gremlin documentary. Yeah. So this all makes sense to me, honestly. It's one big crescendo.
Yes. And I believe in the Gremlins documentary, Gizmo is not a gremlin. He's a moonpie.
He's a mogwai.
Mogwai.
And if you feed him after midnight, they become. Come
a gremlin,
gremlins,
which
a la
is a metaphor
stripe.
For fatty habits.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Which I did that last night. Remember, I said I wasn't eating after 5. I got home and I just had too much adrenaline from the golf and the show.
I'm so pissed.
And that little that I I took four sleeping pills.
I'm gonna tell you what
I was like, I'm going to bed.
Are you or a coma?
No, these are like counter sleeping. They're like baby sleeping pills. Yeah. It's not like a
you
real
can take
one.
Seven of them.
Wait, yeah. Right in bed?
I wasn't fucking
baby sleeping pills.
Yeah. I crush them up in applesauce.
Yeah. Yeah, baby sleeping pills.
Pisses on himself.
So I took my baby aspirin sleeping pills and I put them in applesauce. And then, but then I was like, you're not eating. You're not eating. You're not eating. And then a fucking whole bag of pop chips later.
Confession. Are we
crumbs.
Doing confession time?
Please.
All right. Don't eat after seven, Jason. Don't eat after seven, Jason. Eat healthy, Jason. Had a couple protein boxes from the old Starbucks.
Yep.
Got home. Guess what was on the damn stove?
What?
Pizza.
Really? Oh,
no. James has been getting pizza and leaving
you can't
pizza on the stove. Not even good. This was Little Caesars. This was pizza, damn. Pizza delivery, delivery.
Oh, wow. pizza.
And if you've ever had, they're thick as.
Oh, I've had.
And I'm like,
I had
I walk
recently.
In the house. I got adrenaline going from doing stand-up.
And from the
and
celebrity.
From the celebrity golf thing. And I'm like, yeah. And
We burned a lot of calories yesterday.
I did. Yep. I did tear one piece in half and had a half of a pizza.
You didn't go back for it though?
No, I didn't.
Really?
But when you sleep, pizza dough goes like this. Okay, just so you know, pizza dough goes. So you wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
This is me in the morning after pizza. I got.
You got 30 Rock on your stomach.
And then I'm doing like a half hour on the treadmill for pizza, deliver. Avoid the noid, you know what I mean?
How many? You just had one slice? Half a slice?
Half a slice.
That's it? That's impressive.
That's
man.
Fine. That's you did well.
It's
I'm
like
not
a
saying
taste
it was
crack.
Easy. It wasn't easy.
That's
I think you should. I think that's a good confession. I think that's a positive confession.
Okay, good.
You did well.
Yeah, you're that's good. Real self-control.
Yelled at Elaine about it a little bit. Why is there pizza on the oven?
Why is there no pizza?
And then her thing is like, just have self-control. I'm like, this is an addiction. You don't understand.
Yeah. Have self-control. I smell the little guy from over there.
You're
pizza,
avoiding.
Pizza.
You're avoid the noid.
Yeah, that
you know
is
that
such a
Domino's
trap.
Pizza thing.
Oh,
and he pulls his ears. That's an '80s thing, by the way.
Yeah, what the fuck is the noid about?
It was an 80s thing. It was a character that was in all the Domino's pizza.
I never noticed that. I just all of a sudden I go, oh, so they have a Martian and a drive-yourself pizza
But
wagon.
In the 80s, you were zero. And then you were, I think you lived 5 years in the 80s. What were you, 86? Yeah, you don't remember.
86 was a good year, man.
Was it?
I don't know.
My sophomore year in high school.
I just remember being a little baby reading the paper every day going, oh my God, you don't say. Honey, I mean, mom. give me your nipple for a second. oh, look at this. Look at this.
No,
the economy's God. Going up. Papa, dad. That's when my dad had a. I know. Sorry. That's so gross.
No,
you might have to cut that.
No, don't.
Oh, great.
Leave it because you did. It's natural.
Yeah.
That's okay? Real. That's what happened.
Real.
I actually don't know if
ladies,
my mom breastfed.
Listen to me. Ladies, if you want to feed your kid in public, I got one thing to say. Pop that titty out. Go ahead. Do it.
Pop that titty out.
Free the titty.
Free Britney and free the titty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Britney's going off on motherfuckers, by the way.
Good for her.
Speaking
she's
of Britney.
Vengeance, huh?
Bro.
What's the update?
Oh, she's got what is it called? She wrote a thing. She announced. What is it? Man, I'm losing my words again. Seizures. All right, here we go. She released oh my God. Sorry, I got distracted.
You got distracted on your own segment.
worst news reporter ever.
I know.
This is an update from Israel and fucking what's going on over there?
Look at that.
Man, she posts so many things.
Things,
but it's so far back. I don't know if I missed it or what, but she released a long, a comment. What is it? A statement. God damn it, Jason. Get your words right. Swear jar. $2. Fuck. $2. but she released a statement basically going off on everybody, including her sister. Like, don't act like you got my bag now.
Yeah.
Where were you? Because her sister went on some award show and sang Britney's songs.
Huh.
Yeah, man, I wish I had that. Never forget who ignored you. Here we go.
Do you want me to find it on here?
Here we go. Never forget, here's what she posts. Never forget who ignored you when you needed them and who helped you before you had to ask. She's posting stuff like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. And take me as I am. Kiss my ass. Eat shit and step on Legos.
What? Jesus. Okay. Christ. Well, that just seems like she fell on a keyboard.
Yeah, she wore flowers in her hair. Not sure what that means.
Eat shit, step on Legos.
Got another kiss my ass one. While you're talking behind my back, feel free to bend down and kiss my ass. Yeah, she
Jesus.
She had an issue, man.
It's got it. Feels like that's a family thing.
Yeah, and
right, Brent. Jesus.
Yeah. So things a family. I wish thing. I had this. Yeah. I had this on the ready. Yeah. Normalize starting over as many times as you need.
It's all good.
So she's, you know, she's doing it. Be kind. Be the kind of woman. Boring, 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 boring. Dancing, weird faces, dancing. Low rise 90s look, even though those are not happening right now. Bunch of cookies, beautiful face. She's such a beautiful girl. I think she's so pretty. No agreement?
What?
Sure.
What'd you say?
I think she's a beautiful girl. I think she's gorgeous. I think she's talented. I think she's kind of cute when she does her dances. It reminds me of like a toddler in the kitchen going, "Daddy, look at my new dances."
While he's eating pizza.
Jason has a way of complimenting and insulting in the same sentence. Yeah.
No one, I don't know how you feel about
you
Brittany.
You are such a beautiful girl. You're like a little toddler in the kitchen, aren't you? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Look at you with those that big ass head and those little waist. You are just one of the prettiest fucking weirdos.
Here's a statement. I want you to read it because Brittany, she went offed. And she's being very vocal about not wanting to be a slave to that conservatorship and all that.
Finally.
Slave for
to the conservatorship.
And conservatorship.
I'm a slave to my dad.
I'm pulling it up.
Pulling it up, baby.
That she looks bow. Right there.
Okay.
So there's just some sound bites from her. It's a 24-minute statement against the conservatorship in front of a judge. I've been in shock. I am traumatized. I just want my life back. She says she wants the conservatorship. She said she wants the conservatorship, which she feels is abusive, to end without having to be evaluated. She also said when she was okay. She also said when she said she was okay in Instagram post she shared over the past year, I was in denial.
Because remember, she was at, because people were like, "Are you okay, Brittany? We're worried about you." And she was like, "No, I'm fine. Right, don't worry about it." Right.
Jason called it.
Now she's out and about with this shit, going, "No, this is really shitty."
And here's the last quote. Thank you to Detective Jason Collins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Wow. Yeah. She gave you.
You were mentioned in the deposition or whatever the hell court. I don't know.
She's not going to perform. I think she said in part of the statement, she said she's no longer going to perform until she's free to do it for herself.
Sweet.
Good for her.
These people are making money off of her cute little dancing.
Yeah.
Cute little dancing.
Her toddler kitchen Lego dancing. Yeah.
People are making money off of her going, "I did it again." And she's not making a dime.
That's so good. That's so weird that you can do that.
No, she's not. That's not true that she's not making a dime. She makes a lot of money. But, you know, free her. Free Brit. Free Brittany. I did a video. I posted a video of her as a kid singing, and I did a voiceover of it with my voice. Mm-hmm. And this girl commented. She's like, "Hey, read the room. Don't capitalize on what's going on with her." And I'm like,
"Oh my God."
And so many people are followers. Obviously, this person doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Brittany, I got your back, girl.
Yeah.
Had it since day one.
I got your back.
Especially... You did say she dances like a toddler, though.
Does. It's cute. She looks like she's having a good time.
Oh, okay. We got any emails?
We got a lot of
emails. We got momos, I just said.
Did you say momos?
Mm-hmm.
We got momos.
I think I had a stroke, too.
Well, it's out of frame, but Jay's just pulled out Britney Spears dancing or showing off in fucking outfits.
Wait, is that like a filter?
Wait, copyright. Copyright. Don't play it.
I mean, she's got a pair of sunglasses.
Anyways, ready for emails?
I didn't finish. She's got a pair of sunglasses on.
Yeah. There you go.
Jesus.
I wasn't talking
where's
about
your mind?
I wasn't talking about our knockers. Dude.
God damn it, man.
I wasn't talking about
the boom boom bags.
No, I wasn't talking about our milk bags, dude.
Yeah.
Milk bags.
I was not talking about her baby feeders. Okay?
Milk? What'd you call them?
Baby feeders. I wasn't talking about
baby feeders.
Her fun bags.
Honestly, milk bags is kind of like medical.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about her.
I wasn't talking about her bag of the dagger, okay?
I mean, you got to get your. She wasn't talking about the two birthday balloons.
Out of the gutter, okay? Right?
Yeah.
You're fun right. Pillows. We weren't talking about them.
We weren't talking about the fun pillows.
No.
You got to get your head out of the gutter, man.
Hey.
I'm talking about the fireworks.
All right. Well, did you read your emails?
We weren't talking about...
All right.
We weren't talking about two cornhole bags.
Whoa.
Shit. That was actually... I tried to buy one.
Did you try?
I'm talking about her titty magnets.
Whoa. Yeah. Hey. We weren't talking about her tits. Okay?
Yeah.
Got it.
Talking about her shades. She had a pair of shades on. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. She was bouncing them boobies, but that's not what I was talking about.
We weren't talking about her breasts. That's the one that gets you canceled.
We were not talking about her mammary glands. Yes. Okay?
Well, this is getting way worse.
Go.
Whatever, dude.
We got an email from our boy Carlos.
Ski moguls.
Hey, guys. I am Carlos. Subject line is this or that. Instead of doing a would you rather question, I thought I'd ask you some this or that questions today.
So I could get with this or you could get with that. You could get with this or you could get with that. You could get with this or you could get with that. Or you can get with this because it's kind of fat.
Cool. Work in an office or work outside?
Depends on the area. Depends on where you are.
If yeah, am I in the middle of Arizona?
If I'm in the south, put me in an office with an air conditioning. I don't want I don't want skeeters. Don't want skeeters, okay? Don't want June bugs popping into my forehead while I'm trying to work.
If I'm at Google, I'd work outside.
Yeah, Google. You know they have a nice rooftop patio.
Yeah, they got probably. Something out there. But if I'm in like...
all depends on the area, pretty much.
If I'm in Canada, you know, in the winter, fuck that. Could it be outside?
What if you were only supposed to work outside in a place that gets super cold in the winter? Well,
there's got people like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Nicholas at the end of The Shining.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. All right, and then we got ranch or blue cheese?
Blue
ranch.
Cheese. Blue cheese, baby.
I hate blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Love blue cheese.
Bob's Big Boy blue cheese, by the way. They sell it at the grocery store.
Really?
It's so good, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really a big fan of either, but I would say ranch.
Okay. And then we got Sleepless in Seattle or You've Got Mail.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle.
It's close, though. You've Got Mail's pretty good.
Is that I'll Have What She's Having movie? Sleepless in Seattle?
No, that's when Harry met Sally. Sleepless in Seattle is the one where his wife dies and then he ends up with Meg Ryan on top of the Empire State Building. And then they tried to recreate it 20 years later with You Got Mail. Where she had a little bookstore and he had a...
I kind of like You Got Mail. Actually, I'm going to go You Got Mail. I like really? You Got Mail. Yeah, I like that.
I just thought they were trying to repeat...
I'm going
to
be honest. I don't think I've seen either one of those movies all the way
through. I think they were just trying to repeat what Sleepless in Seattle did.
They're romantics? Are they romance comedies?
Yeah, they're rom-coms.
From like Nancy Myers?
No.
That was Rob Efron. Reiner. No. Oh, no. Nora Ephron?
Yeah.
I think it was Nora Ephron.
Yeah. Sometimes those, I don't like
those. Are like movies my mom loves and she showed them to me.
I'm a huge rom-com guy.
They're great. Yeah, I love those.
You say rom-com?
Rom-com.
Oh,
but like not like guy. Like old rom-coms are great because they're just like good movies. It's not too like corny.
Yeah.
Give me another example besides those two because those are both Tom Hanks.
When
right?
Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally, I like.
Yeah,
he's it's funny.
What's another good rom-com?
Billy Crystal's fun to watch.
Yeah, you know what I liked about that one is like I could buy he could have get Meg Ryan because he was kind of smooth and he was a good talker.
Okay, I think I got a handle on what a rom-com is. So yours, Team America, is that a rom-com?
Mm-hmm.
Close.
Well, the Matt Damon scene.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or the part where he's vomiting. Endlessly in the street, you know, that's pretty rom-com-y. Okay. And also maybe the funniest fucking scene ever.
Jumanji. Is Jumanji a rom-com?
In a weird way.
I'm figuring it out.
You're getting there, dude.
Getting there.
The original Jumanji you can consider has romance in it.
Sure.
Robin Williams goes to find that girl that he played with in the beginning. I mean, well,
that sounds
really
real
creepy.
Old and weird.
Robin Williams goes to find that girl he diddled in the beginning.
Well, getting worse.
Whoops.
Last one, perform in Los Angeles or New York?
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's tough.
That's a tough
Well,
one,
Los man. Angeles, because this is kind of where we started. New York, I love doing. I can't wait to be there. Every time I'm there, I think it's fucking great.
It's a toss-up for me. It's even.
Even.
It's even for me.
I've heard the
for
New York crowds reasons. Are great.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
They're great. I love them.
Have you never played New York?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it.
So
where are you going to play?
I've heard. I have four spots so far.
Where?
Where?
Boy, I feel like I'm getting interrogated. Both of you guys. Where?
Do it. You got to tell them where you're going
to
be.
Bar show in Brooklyn on Wednesday called
Nobody's
Freddy's
going.
Bar.
Nobody's going to
Grizzly Pear.
Nobody's going to go to that. I've been to that one.
And then there's this place called Tiny Cupboard in Brooklyn. And then...
out of Brooklyn.
What used to be the Lantern, but now it's called the Comedy Shop.
Nice.
Yeah, nobody's going to go to those.
Yeah. And then however many Gotham spots.
I'm doing New York Comedy Club. I'm doing The Stand.
Yeah, man,
Gotham.
Better spots than me.
I think I'm gonna do a spot at the Cellar.
I'm just not gonna go. I'm just
Gotham
gonna go.
Comedy Club. It's in the Chelsea.
Did you hear back from?
I'm gonna
New
kick
York
it in
Comedy
Jersey.
Club?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah.
My legs are pale.
Yep.
All right.
Can't wait for New York. Look for us in New York. We'll be all over the place.
Yep. Riding bikes.
All right. We got
riding bikes, getting hit by cars.
We got a misheard lyric here from Greg. Awesome. Greg Bain here. So my wife and I just had our first child.
Congrats.
Congratulations. Our beautiful baby boy, Weston Thomas Bain.
Jesus. What a name.
Huh? Weston Thomas Bain.
That's the richest name.
I know.
That's a great name. That guy has to be successful.
I know.
And
that's a lot of pressure of a name. Yeah.
It's like Winthrop.
You're going to boarding school? Winthrop? That's hilarious. It's a great name.
The other day I was
Win for short.
I mean, Will's getting interrupted every time.
That's fine. I just don't know when to start.
That's what this is about, you know?
Okay,
you just said a funny line.
Go ahead.
And the other day, Mortimer, I knew that was going to happen.
Mortimer,
I knew
that was going to happen. Name.
Mortimer, you're going to be evil. And Winthrop, you better figure something out because you're a winner. Go ahead.
The other day, I was singing West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys
West
to him.
And Girls, ding, 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 ding. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, no idea what that song is.
Because we would have no idea.
Instead of singing West End Girls in the chorus, I sang Weston Girls on purpose, but because it works so perfectly. That's all I hear when I listen to that song. Oh, so it's his son's name.
That's kind of cool.
Weston
that's really cute.
Girls, gung, 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 gung.
That's kind of dope. You're training your kid early.
It's a Pet Shop Boys song.
Weston Girls.
Weston Girls. Weston's Girls. He's trying to, he's grooming Weston.
Yep. Mm-hmm. To really be a player.
Make sure you like girls. Weston Girls. Weston, listen to me. Girls.
Yeah. We will accept you either way, but Weston Girls. You're really going to push those girls down your throat. Now, Weston Girls. Mortimer, go eat your Cheerios. Weston Girl.
Winthrop likes girls. Weston.
Weston likes girls. Weston likes girls. What are you doing with our son? Nothing.
Nothing. She comes in. Weston likes whatever Weston likes.
Exactly. And I totally accept him either
love
way.
Is love. Love is love.
Love is love in any form.
Love Weston, is love, baby.
Girls. Love. Good night, Weston. Night. Think about your girls.
Now we got a girlfriend / boyfriend application. This is from Emily. Hey guys, just thinking about the boyfriend application that was recommended to Brent. If B had a girlfriend application, what would be on it? Asking for a friend. Who are we kidding? The friend is me.
Oh, cute. Smart, funny, pretty, can hold a conversation, has a job and career goals, and has a good sense of who they are. That's pretty much it.
And hey, don't forget... fun bags.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fucking milk bags, baby. A
couple ski slopes, you know? I mean, they could even be some residential speed bumps. I don't care. You know, I don't. This immigrate. Gee, I can't say the word. Dude, we're both having a stroke.
Right? I know.
I can't say a word today.
Okay, so there's a great update here from Angie about the unboxing update. So for those of you who aren't on Patreon, we did an unboxing of all these amazing gifts, and the swear jar that someone sent us got shattered. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened, just for context. Guys, I'm still giggling from the unboxing. Oh, and the shirts, you guys were very critical about how you looked on the shirts.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
In your body.
I was.
Brent
I was critical.
Yeah. So excited you all captured it on video.
Prove it.
It was amazing to see your reaction. And it made it clear I need to label each item and use more bubble wrap. You asked if I used your images, and I did. I needed full body images, so I captured the screen grabs from videos. I've attached those for reference.
Yay!
So here's Jason's full body thing.
Hold on.
Thing.
Ugly! Oh, no. Okay, now I know why. I was wearing a thick jacket. It was winter. But I think I'm rocking some Air Max 1s there. Okay.
Yeah. And then here is Brent's.
Oh, my God.
Look
I don't look like. Why don't you just use my special?
Why?
I literally have a side profile
Brent,
for the
you
poster.
Can't look at a picture of you and say, I don't look like that.
I don't look like that.
That's you, though. So you obviously.
That is an ugly fucking loser.
You look good there, dude.
I think you look good. Yeah. I don't see what the problem is.
You look worse now. Anyways.
I mean, you're like leaning. You're like leading your
cock in.
Look
at my fucking shirt.
The worst pictures to get of us is when we're in motion on stage.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, I mean, you got your special one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then she says also Brent's NASA shirt glows in the dark.
Yeah, I noticed that last night at the comedy
store. Oh, talk about that. Learn that the hard way.
Yeah, that's true. I was wondering if that had something to do with my set last night. Because when I got off, the booker was like, you know, your shirt glows in the dark, right? So I was wondering if people were just distracted by this NASA sign the whole time. I didn't know.
And also,
but I wore it on stage last night.
And also, it's funny that we're both wearing NASA shirts, like we just are NASA employees.
And I just outed that I didn't change my outfit.
Ew. Oh, it's not a different one?
No. It smells like failure. I figured I should get the failure off. God, look at me on that fucking picture.
I don't even remember that shirt.
Look like a tortoise.
Oh! I don't remember that shirt at all, dude.
We got one here from Lindsay. So it says, yo, question for you guys. How do you handle having so many people think they know you as friends, but you don't know anything about them? Doing this podcast, you share a lot of personal stories and details. For example, hooked penis.
I knew that was going to come up. I don't have a hooked penis.
So the fans feel like we know you personally, but obviously this is a one-way relationship. How do you handle that, especially when you are meeting fans in person?
Well, first of all, when fans are so sweet and so accepting of like things like Brent's hooked penis, I think... No, it's honestly sometimes hard to handle, Brent. I don't know if you agree. It's sometimes hard because what happens is, especially online on social media, people will start asking us like questions that I don't really care to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like way too inside, you know? Just be careful with the personal questions.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But at the same time, when we're on the road, we were just in Nashville. I so enjoyed meeting fans this last week when we were in the Ville.
I think what it does for me, like personally, because we, I mean, so many times we do this podcast, somebody will write us and I'll be like, when did I say that? Like the hook penis thing. I don't know what that's from. I don't have that. I'm just
all right,
feeding the machine. But no, let me
clear
let me
the slate. Brent does not have a penis. It's a funny thing to say.
Although I appreciate the clock and the gifts and the bullshit.
It's a funny thing to say.
Yeah. But point being, the thing that I take away from it is that it helps me as well as you not feel, I don't feel as alone. Because when I reveal personal shit and then find out other people have the same kind of problems or embarrassments, I think that connects us in a certain way. So, yeah, I don't know about you, but sometimes by just being like, thanks for sharing mental health or this or that,
that's
I know enough about you to go like, oh, okay, so we're all in the same shit together. But it's our job to reveal too much. It's your job to not regret everything you
have said. Self-awareness, people. Just have self-awareness and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
For example, I talk shit about my kids on stage in the most loving way. There's no one in the world I love more than my sons.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that they're not perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I talk about them in a very real way. And I talk about people come up to me and they say things like, oh my God, I love this stuff about your kids. I totally relate. That I love. And they say their names. Sometimes they'll say mine. Sometimes it's weird when perfect strangers call you by your name.
Yeah.
That's a little weird, but it's the people that come up and go, what's up, dude? Are your sons still fucking assholes?
Yeah.
That's when I want to knock your teeth out.
No self-awareness.
No self-awareness at all. Shut up. That's not your joke to say. It's mine.
Wasn't it you that said, like, when people that aren't comedians or something, they try to tell a joke, it's always insulting? Like
always.
That, people,
when they go to
comedy. That's what they think the way to go is, to be insulted. Yeah. What's up, hook?
Yeah.
You know, or like, what's up, fathead fucking idiot? Like,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
They think they're being funny because they think that insult is the only form of comedy for some reason.
Yeah, they think they know us. So they think we like that. Mm-hmm. But really, we cry every single day.
Yeah, I'm
just only wanted to phone bags, and I just want to sit in them.
And she says, see you in NYC. First row.
Lindsay.
Love it.
High-fiving you.
Those shows are going to be insane, by the way. So you should come. They're going to have a lot of special guests, and who knows what will be in the crowd.
Yep.
Just wink, wink.
Winkety, wink,
wink. It's going to be a fucking New York display.
In a New York minute.
Mm-hmm. Now, maybe we end with this one potentially.
King of Vomit?
Yeah, King of Vomit is from Tim. I don't think we've heard from Tim before.
What's up, Tim?
So, thanks for writing in, man. Was listening to 115, and the story of puking Peggy got me thinking about my vomit story. Back in the day, it was so hard for me to read. Right. This shit fucking...
What's puking Peggy? What's puking
Peggy? You called some girl puking Peggy. And the girl who was like made herself sick.
And then you did a TV commercial for like a doll or something.
Oh, that's yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, we don't...
So back in the day...
Guys, don't take everything we say seriously.
Back in the day, I was at Bill's game. Sounds like... It's funny he didn't say Bill's game, so just some guy named Bill.
Yeah, I was at Bill's game.
You know, Bill. And if you know anything about a Bill's...
It was a ring toss game. It was just
in the backyard. Yeah, it's all good. Playing by himself. And if you know anything about a Bills pregame, it's no joke.
Yeah.
It's basically all the fans showing up to the surrounding area of the stadium at 7 to 8 a.m. and drinking like high schoolers at a rager until the 1 p.m. kickoff.
It's crazy, dude. The Bills Mafia is what they call it.
Yep.
A lot of sex tapes out there of them.
Whoa.
Like them fucking in parking lots and stuff.
Really?
I'm kidding. Yeah, it's crazy.
You're going to have to crack open the old YouTube after this episode.
Bills pregame blowjob.
Yeah.
It's just, honestly, it's just big people in big jackets.
Oh, weird.
Carhartts and shit.
Trucks and shit.
That's hilarious.
So on the walk to the stadium, my friends and I were in the mob of fans, and I was on the farthest right, closest to the grass. Without missing a step or slowing down on the pace, I simply turned my head and projectile vomited into the grass and kept it moving.
Nice.
It sounds gross, but let's not forget, everyone's basically on the same level. All of Bill's Mafia was cheering for my performance, and I got a taste of what it must be like to be Josh Allen.
Ugh,
yeah,
a taste of your alcohol for the second time.
Cheers, boys, go Bills.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, at least you got it out before you got in the stadium.
Yep.
I mean, that's a good move.
And you're part of the environment, you know? You're in the in crowd.
Yeah. Do you have your tickets? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. We got good seats. I can't imagine going to that game. Buffalo's so cold.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
When I see like Green Bay games, Buffalo games, I'm like, that doesn't look fun at all.
No.
Miserable. You can't see anything. You're just
put me in a box.
But if you're from there and you're used to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, on the other end of it, I hate going to Rams games when it's super hot.
Oh,
and
God.
You're not in the shade.
You're sitting
That's
there
why
getting
I can't
roasted.
Wait to go to a game in this new stadium.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they got it covered?
It's covered.
Yeah, dude.
Beautiful.
We're definitely going this year. Mm.
Well, we're about at an hour. What do you think? Do you want to do?
All right, let's do one more.
Let's do one more.
then we'll go over to Patreon. Follow us, people.
I'm literally about to pee my pants. I don't know if I should go or I'm hanging on as long as I can.
Oh, this is a short one.
I know. I'm trying to find all these are so long. Here we go. Oh, we'll do this one from Kelly.
All right, piss yourself.
Misheard lyric and mascot. Misheard lyric. I was guilty of as a teenager. Miley Cyrus' song Party in the USA says, I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream and my cardigan. Yeah. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Whoa. When it first came out, I thought it said land of fame and sex. Couldn't believe someone on the Disney Channel was singing about sex.
Excess.
Oh, okay. That's easy to
fame and excess. Yeah. Fame and
my younger brother was quick to call out my idiocy.
Why did you mention cardigan?
Of idiocy?
Top of the plane. How does the song go? Sex.
In cardigan.
Sex and swinging on a ball on a chain and a sex.
And I got a cardigan on.
My dad has a Yogi mullet. Billy Ray.
Gotta put your hands up with your cardigan on and play away. Party in the USA.
Will's gonna piss himself. All right.
Thank you guys.
No,
hold on. Let me finish it. Fuck it. This is a good challenge for me. It's fine. Okay, good. Thanks again to Will and Brent for awesome shows in Atlanta. Nice meeting you.
Whatever.
And lastly, wanted to offer up mascot services for the pod. Yellow labs are close to lions, right? Meet Bella, my yellow lab with a TLD shirt from Nicole.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's super cute.
So cute.
Nice. Oh, yes. Bella. I'm a lab. Her. I love labs. I'm a labs fan.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for coming to the show. I remember meeting you.
God damn it.
Try not to think about running water. Try. Live show,
August 14th.
August 20th and 21st, right?
August 14th.
August 14th.
No, that's 14th. I'm saying New York. New York.
21st.
20th, 21st.
Gotham. Go to the website. Everything's in the description. Yeah. All the ticket links. The live show, it'll be up when it's up. And it's up. I don't know why I'm doing this with my hands.
Yeah.
But right, August 14th, plan on it.
Plan on it, baby. See you at Patreon. Come hang out.
Yeah. We are friends. Each other.